semi-supine or constructive rest, how to work on yourself using the floor. Use a space with a firm surface like a carpeted floor. A bed or a sofa will not provide adequate support to the parts of the body designed to bear weight. Place a few paperback books or headrests on the floor and stand sideways to the books, approximately the length of your torso away from the headrests. While standing, attend to your primary postural pattern. Allow your neck to let go of tension, your head to release forward and away from your spine, so that your torso can lengthen and your back can widen. Take a step back to go down on one knee, then to the other knee, till you end up kneeling. Then gently sit down on your heels. In a moment, you are going to slide down towards the headrest. To do so, move your bottom to the side you are going to slide towards, lean your torso, and place your hands on the floor next to your knees as you slide along the floor, supported by your hands. You should end up lying on one side with the head resting on the headrest. Take a moment of pause and then turn your body around. Once you turned, make sure that only the bony part of the back of your head is in contact with the headrests. Have enough height to raise your head but not to clamp your throat. You might need to experiment a bit with this. You want to have enough support and height that your head is not tilting back, but also not so much that it's clamping your throat. Your neck should not be touching, as it needs to be free from contact pressure to be able to let go. Bring your legs up by bending your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. For best balance, place the feet about 30 centimeters away from your buttocks and about shoulder width apart. Place your hands on your abdomen, hands open and not overlapping each other, elbows on the floor, pointing out away from the body. Throughout this procedure, keep your eyes open and alert to avoid becoming drowsy, remain attentive and yet in a state of relative stillness. While lying down so, begin introducing a conscious thought sequence of instructions. Let your neck release from tension. Allow your head to release away from the top of your spine, orienting itself in a forward and away direction that will allow your back to lengthen, your spine to decompress all the way. You pay attention to the lower back, allowing it to release and lengthen up towards the middle of the back and up towards the top between your shoulder blades, top of shoulders, alongside the neck, all the way to roughly behind your nose, where your spine connects with your head at the atlanto-occipital joint. Notice all points of support and contact of the body with the ground, beginning again with the head, the shoulders, the elbows, the back of the pelvis, the feet. As you rest in stillness, think of giving your whole body to the floor surface for support. Don't sink, but let the floor come up underneath you. Give time for this release to happen. And remember, you are not sinking, but spreading out. Go back, giving direction to your primary postural pattern. Again, think of letting your neck release to allow freedom for your head to lengthen away from your spine, as your spine is free to lengthen and the whole back is free to spread out. Bring your attention to your shoulders. Think of allowing a sense of space between your shoulder blades, a sense of space and expansion in front, from armpit to armpit across your chest. Allow your left shoulder to release and spread away from your right shoulder. Allow your right shoulder to release and spread away from your left shoulder. Think of letting go deep inside your armpits. Release deep inside, all the way to your shoulder joints. Notice the effect that your thoughts are having on your breath. See to it that your breath is not being held, that it is softly coming in and out through your nostrils, allowing the side of your body to expand and contract and expand again as you softly breathe. Bring your attention to your jaw. If your jaw is tight, think of releasing it or softening it. Your teeth are clenched. Allow them to unclench. Let a little bit of space between the top and the bottom teeth in the back. If you find that your tongue is glued to the roof of your mouth, which is a clear sign of tension, allow it to softly descend to the bottom of the mouth with the tip gently in contact with the lower teeth. Bring now your attention to your legs. Let your knees lengthen up to the ceiling, releasing away from your hip joints as you think of undoing any tension that you might be feeling in the hip area. Knees once again releasing up to the ceiling, lengthening away from your ankle joints. Sense at the sole of your feet, making contact with the floor. Allow the sole of the feet to spread, the weight discharging itself through three points: the middle of your heel bones, the pad of your big toes, the pad of your little toes. Allow space between these points. The sole of our feet has very many receptors. In fact, they are connected directly with our brain, not even the cortex. Postural reflexes must be really quick, and for us to be able to stand and move on our feet, we need this communication to be instantaneous. So paying attention that the sole of the feet, with this thick layer of fascia, is not contracted by weight as we stand and by shoes, is a really releasing and supporting way of thinking. So let your feet spread. If while thinking about lengthening your knees to the ceiling, you find that you might be feeling a little bit of discomfort in your lumbar area, if you know that your lumbar area is excessively curved, bring your feet a bit closer to the buttocks. This will make it easier to get release in the lower back. Don't be tempted to tuck the tailbone under or flatten the lower back onto the floor. This might perhaps give a momentary sense of release, but it's not real release. The back muscle stays tense and unable to let go. So think of undoing tension by simply allowing space and undoing. Knees up to the ceiling, allowing the bottom of the spine to lengthen that way. Head releasing from the neck the other way, giving your spine a double extension. Remember, it is important not to shift or make movements to affect change. We are not trying to alter tension by moving something. The key is to give clear mental instructions to connect your mind to your body via your nervous system. When you are new to this practice, you might not feel much happening at the beginning as you send your mental directions. But be assured that the messages are going through. It's just that your kinesthetic sense might need a bit of time and a bit of practice to be able to receive these messages, decode them, and activate them. This process is vital and must not be forced or hurried. New neuromuscular patterns are being created, and for these you need to be clear in your thinking, be in a state of relative stillness and alertness. Really connect your mind and your body through your nervous system. When the time is up, and this varies depending on what stage you are in, so you might want to begin with perhaps 2 or 5 minutes and then progress to the full 20 minutes. Now, when you feel that you're ready to get up from the floor, take a moment of pause. Don't just move to get up. You want to be able to take care of how you're going to do this, so that the good unwinding work that you've been doing on yourself is not compromised by jerky movements or stiffening of muscles. Most important is not to lift your head. Don't do a neck sit-up. These will tighten the neck muscles and will compromise the good overall rebalancing, realignment work that you've done on yourself. It is much better to roll on one side. To do so, look in the direction you want to roll over with your eyes. Allow your head to roll in the same direction, at the same time as your body follows, with your arm going over across your body and your hand resting then on the floor to the side of your body. From this position, you can then bring yourself up by rolling on all four, then moving your bottom back towards your heels, raise yourself into a kneeling position, and from there come to standing. Once standing, take a moment to reorganize your verticality. Allow your system to find itself in connection with gravity once again. So attend to your primary postural pattern by letting your neck be free, allowing your head to release and orient itself forward and away, allowing the whole of your back to lengthen and widen, your feet spreading to the ground, knees not tense, before gently moving away. Once you practice your semi-supine or constructive rest for a while, you might be wanting to add an extra procedure that allows us movement through the hands, arms and shoulder girdles. This procedure explores arms and hands action while we are lying down on the floor. It involves balancing the arms in the shoulders while pointing the fingers upwards. While lying down on the floor with hands on your abdomen, begin by peeling your fingers away from your belly, like there were a couple of sticky labels that you are going to peel off. Begin with the fingertips, then the fingers, palms, wrists, and then unfold your forearms, balancing them on your elbows. You should end up with fingers pointing to the ceiling and palms of hands facing each other. Check that you are not holding your breath, that your jaw is soft and the neck is not tense. Then slowly begin spinning the hands and lower arms both ways around the axis of your little fingers. You are using your elbows as pivots to do this. Palms turning towards your face, then away from your face. Do this a few times, seeing to it that the palms remain open and soft, but the fingers are still pointing gently up to the ceiling. Pay attention to what is happening in your forearms. Radius and ulna are crossing. This happens countless of times in most of the movements that we make in everyday activities. Every time we are using our hands, our arms, in front of our body. Be it picking up something, or opening a door, or typing, or preparing some food. Anytime we use our arms in front of the body, this supination and pronation is happening. So pay attention to what's happening now, that you have not an intention to do something, so your attention is just on the quality of the movement you are making. So, if you feel tension in one or both wrists, think of releasing the top of your hands and of allowing your fingers to stay unstiffened and soft. Begin to teach your hands that they can be less tense, less grasping, more open and release. Then slowly begin extending the arms, fingers still leading, up to the ceiling. Fully extend your arms in the air above your shoulder joints. With arms fully extended and keeping them so for a bit, let now your shoulders drop back to the floor and release away from each other. Keep a sense of space across the chest. Allow your collarbones to expand. Allow a sense of space between the shoulder blades. Keeping the arms so, a full extension, but without strain and balancing in the shoulder sockets, the shoulder girdle, and find a good resting balance. After a short while, bring your elbows back to the ground. Fold them a little bit away from the side of the body, so you enhance the expansion of the chest. Think of your elbows lengthening away from your shoulder joints and rest them on the ground. Gently begin then to fold your forearms back towards the body and let your hands rest flat on your abdomen, soft and released. You may now feel that your shoulder blades are making a different contact with the ground. Perhaps there is a sense of them being more fat. Take a moment of pause. Check that your breath is still flowing slowly and allowing your back to expand onto the floor, widening. When you're ready to leave the floor, do so by rolling to one side as before.